What is Gunwash, exactly? Even scratching the surface is difficult when it comes to this exploration of art, comedy, expression, and love. In short, Gunwash is a 90-minute radio show that focuses mainly on free expression, comedy, the beauty that all forms of art can express, and the sounds of dancehall reggae. The hosts, Aaron Ginsberg and Armando Grillard, interview guests from all walks of life, discussing topics such as aliens, pizza, and ghost stories, to name a few. One is sure to have a psychedelic and enlightening experience during this exploration in comedy. On episode 130 of Gunwash, Philip Joseph Gilmore, owner of Momo Sushi Shack and all-around front-of-house superstar, gives us some insight into how he began his career working in New York and some of the many restaurants he had part in.
Basically, my quick resume, I worked at Diner for a couple of years, and then I helped start a restaurant called Alioli, which was on Grand Street, which where the Caracas, the Arepas bar is now.
Oh, okay.
That bar, I helped build that bar.
Oh, interesting. Like with 14, your bare hands?
Yeah, with 14 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And then that was my friend Moniz, who now lives in Turkey. And then after that, I worked at Sweet Ups in Royal Oak.
Oh, so he's got a whole background here. Yeah.
And then I managed Boogaloo for a couple of years there. Boogaloo, anyone?
I don't know it. I'm not educated enough to know.
It's a legendary bar. So I got out of bartending and actually started working at Bozu, the Japanese restaurant in Williamsburg. Yeah. And that's how it led me to get into Japanese food, basically.
And yeah.
After this, he goes into his exposure to food and why he loves it so much.
I've always been obsessed with food. My mom grew up in the Middle East, and, you know, I grew up with a lot of, you know, really, like, you know, eating at, like, Ethiopian and Moroccan restaurants and, you know, all sorts of different types of cuisine. So
you're always exposed to different types of
food. Exactly. Yeah. So, and I love food.
Phil then enlightens the guys about one of his favorite ingredients, as well as a very common misconception about wasabi.
What is black garlic?
It's a thing from Korea, and if I understand it correctly, they just take like a big metal container, like a shipping container, and they keep it at about like 125 degrees for 6 months, and it rots. Basically, 99% of wasabi, even in Japan, most of the wasabi is horseradish powder with green food coloring.
Okay. Get out of here!
Real wasabi grows wild in Japan, and it's like grows in certain rivers. It has to have a certain pH to the water and a certain temperature to grow perfectly. So.
After this, Armando has a rather interesting question, to which Phil has a rather interesting response.
Would you ever try cannibalism?
Oh, like 100%.
If you would try cannibalism, what body part would you want to try? Like the buttocks or like the breasts?
I think you know what the thing is, though? I don't mean to sound like a food snob, but it would depend on the size of the person and their history.
Right.
If it's a young person, maybe a liver. But if it's like a 70-year-old man, I don't want to, you know, a 70-year-old like drug addict alcoholic, I don't want his liver.
Right.
You know, I mean, it would depend on the animal. And it would depend on the animal and what cut would be more appealing.
I never heard anyone say so fast that they'd eat someone. You've never, and I mean, you've been in the food world for a long time. Have you ever been offered a piece of?
No.
Then, after discussing cannibalism for a while, Phil closes the show by sharing a pretty hilarious story about breast milk.
But I actually worked at a restaurant where the owner's wife was breastfeeding, and she had she had some breast milk in a nondescript. It wasn't in like a baby bottle or anything. And there was a new server, and he didn't know where the milk was. And I swear to God, he served a customer breast milk. And the thing is that they wanted soy milk, and breast milk doesn't look like regular milk. You know, like
what does it look like?
It actually looks more like soy milk a little bit.
So there's somebody
that actually asked for soy milk, and they served him breast milk. And we were sitting there watching this person drink their coffee with breast milk, wondering, like, what do we do? And they, you know, nobody said anything. And it's kind of
what would happen? What would happen?
What?
Yeah, what would happen?
Well, do you know breast milk is literally the only superfood? Like, this came out, like, about 6 months ago. Like, you know, people say you could survive just on dates, but you literally could survive on just breast milk for the rest of your life.
We should get some.
Because it has everything that you need, because babies can live on it for years, but so too could a human being, like an adult.
We gotta start having a lot of sex.
Gunwash is broadcast every Thursday at 9 p.m. by the Heritage Radio Network. For more Gunwash, as well as thousands of other great programs, visit heritageradionetwork.org. This is Declan Christenberry for Heritage Radio Network.